dangled in front of this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think, you know, honestly, having been in a situation like this before, you just have to worry about yourself because, you know, you could drive yourself nuts looking at the scores every night. And obviously we need help. And bottom line is we have to win our hockey games. And if we do that, it'll eventually take care of itself. And if we were, you know, playing well and winning enough to, you know, to compete for that spot, that'd be great. But I just think, you know, the games are too important to be thinking about anything else but the game.
Chris, I was at the ice lab yesterday, and they have this new small system for goaltenders, just a small rink, video equipment where they have shoot 360. Little kids out there with all of a sudden looking through the glass and looking at a TV and seeing themselves back in replay. You have any of that ever before? Do you guys use that now?
No. This is, you know, I think last 5-10 years, I think goaltending's taken on a whole new you know, technological, and just the education that's out there and the teaching and the resources that they're getting now. I mean, you see it every year. There's something that comes out that's, you know, going to be beneficial to goalies. So I think I've heard lots about it, actually, and I'm looking forward to maybe going out and checking it out.
Do you see that being able to help you guys at all in any way?
Well, I know from, you know, my experience, even just as much as watching video and watching myself in games, going over goals, saves, scoring chances, all that, has really helped me of just my awareness of positioning, what I'm doing in certain situations, just so, you know, you can see things that are going on in your game that you obviously might not be aware of, you know, just from recollection and just from playing and your own recall.
It acts as a reminder then, sort of a thing, not so much as a teaching tool, but a reminder, oh, look, I've got away from this or I got away from that.
Yeah, and you can see your progress. You can go back, you know, if you have the tape, you know, let's say in October, and then I watch a game now, I can just see, you know, the progress I've made or maybe things I was doing better, you know, back then than I'm not doing now. So I just think it's a good, you know, great tool to use to help you, your awareness of, you know, how your game's going.
I've heard the technology is just around the corner about having 3D images of the actual goaltender on the ice in which they could have that placed right, you beside yourself, really, so to speak. Can you even envision that?
No, I mean, that's movie stuff. That's, you know, you see that stuff, you know, video games and things like that where they ghost in, you know, cars from the previous race and all that kind of stuff so you can kind of compare. But I think, you know, I think it's, you know, it's definitely all worth a shot. And if it works, who knows? It's just, it's something to definitely try. And, I mean, I can't see it, you know, not helping somebody. So I think it's definitely worth the effort.
So overall technology, like helping out the goaltender now, you're one that would be open to that sort of thing. Do you see it kind of invading the position here as years go on?
Well, you know, the one thing I notice a lot is I remember growing up and, you know, every goalie, you know, had their own unique style and they all looked different and made different saves. I think now it's a lot of it's, I see a lot of kids and they all look similar and they kind of move the same way. You know, sometimes you get caught up in doing all these movement drills and things, and the most important thing is about watching the puck and reacting to it. So I just hope that that doesn't get lost in the shuffle where, you know, kids are so worried about their technique that they're forgetting about, you know, the game situations and, you know, following the puck into their body and, you know, watching it when it hits your body where the rebound goes, because I see that a lot too. The kids, they skate, and, you know, I skate in the summer, and this kid skates circles around me, but then, you know, you get the pucks in and they don't know where it's going, the kind of thing. So I just think as long as there's a good balance between both.
Has that been a result of the goaltending coaches that have come out of the province of Quebec and the style that's been adapted, not only from there, but now you see it surfacing over the last decade or two in the Scandinavian countries?
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said, the education, there's, you know, goaltending magazines. It's become an art and a real teaching position. It's really individualized teaching, but, you know, when you get a group of, you know, let's say 30, 40 goalies, you know, in the summer and you're teaching these kids, you're basically teaching them the same things, and it's the technique, but it's good to get a good basis.
Is that based out of Quebec with, I mean, the style?
You know, that, I mean, that was, you know, that was kind of the style back in, you know, the late 90s, you know, mid to late 90s, they started coming out with the butterfly, the blocking kind of style with the big equipment and kind of cutting down the angles. But I think you can't, you know, that only works on certain teams. I don't think that necessarily works. And every guy's different, you know. You can't make a guy that's 5'11" a blocker in the NHL.
The stand-up version is not around much anymore, is it?
No, just because you're playing odds, and if pucks get tipped and you're standing, it's likely going to find a hole because there's too much space down low. But I think some guys are really good at reading off the stick, and if you know a guy's shooting high, to sometimes stand up and take it off their shoulders, or stick out your arm when you're standing, it helps too. But you don't see it too often.
Goal scoring for the most part has been down. Is that? I mean, they've even shrunk the goaltending equipment. Is it defense overall, or is it lighter pads equals quicker reflexes?
I honestly think it has minimal amount to do with the goalie equipment. I think it's just the style of play. I mean, if you get more scoring chances, you're going to score goals. That's the bottom line. So I just think it's teams' awareness and the parity in the league. Obviously, teams that give up more scoring chances on a regular basis are going to give up more goals. So I just think that's scoring chances result in goals.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Just a quick question about the pads and the helmet. Are you going to break them out at the same time, or are you going to keep the Iron Maiden mask going with the new pads?
I think I'll break them out at the same time. Mm-hmm. As of now, I've worn the mask last few practices, and I'm not putting the Iron Maiden mask away or anything. But I think right now, I'll go next game I play. I'll probably wear that set.
Thanks.